Palestinians' refuse joint Israeli probe into journalist's death, Abbas calls for ICC probe. By Deborah Brand on May 12, 2022. The Palestinian Authority said on Thursday it had refused Israel's request to conduct a joint investigation into the death of veteran Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh a day earlier, and would not hand over the bullet to Israeli authorities to conduct a ballistic analysis. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas later said the death would be investigated by the International Criminal Court, ICC, because Israel cannot go unpunished. Palestinian Authority Civil Affairs head Hussein al-Sheikh said on Twitter, "Israel requested a joint investigation and the handing over of the bullet that assassinated the journalist Shireen. And we refused that, and we affirmed that our investigation would be completed independently. And we will inform her family, America, Qatar and all official authorities of the results of the investigation." Abu Akleh, who is also an American citizen, was killed during a raid by Israeli forces in the West Bank city of Jenin on Wednesday morning, with Israel accusing Palestinian terrorists of shooting her down while Palestinians are blaming Israeli troops. Sheikh added the claim that all indications, evidence and witnesses confirm her assassination by Israeli special units. However, Israeli officials were quoted as saying, "Those who have nothing to hide do not refuse to cooperate." Israel's communications minister Yoaz Hendel, "Anyone who claims the IDF killed the journalist is not doing so on the basis of an investigation or facts, but propaganda. We have said that we will investigate, and that's what we're doing, directly and honestly." Abbas later reiterated at a state memorial for Abu Akleh held at his presidential palace in Ramallah that his government would not participate in a joint investigation, the Times of Israel reported. "They committed the crime and we do not trust them," Abbas said, adding that the PA will instead turn immediately to the International Criminal Court to prosecute the criminals. "We hold the Israeli occupation authorities totally responsible for her killing," Abbas said. "This crime cannot go unpunished." An initial autopsy of Abu Akleh's body by Palestinian coroners found that it was not possible to tell who shot the fatal bullet, the report said. "The bullet that entered her body is in our possession and has been taken to the lab for further analysis," said the head coroner, Dr. Ryan Alali of the Pathological Institute at Ainia University in Nablus, but added that she was not shot from close range. An initial, internal investigation by the Israeli military found that Israeli troops did not fire at her, despite her close proximity to Palestinian terrorists. After Abbas' initial charge of Israeli culpability, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett responded that Abbas was making baseless accusations against Israel. "According to the information we currently have, there's a considerable chance that Palestinian gunmen who were firing recklessly caused the journalist's saddening death." The U.S. ambassador to Israel confirmed Abu Akleh was an American citizen and called for a thorough investigation into the circumstances of her death. According to the Israel Defense Forces, troops entered a refugee camp in Jenin to arrest terror suspects. The raid came amid a spate of terror attacks against Israelis in recent days. During the operation in Jenin refugee camp, suspects fired an enormous amount of gunfire at troops and hurled explosive devices. Israeli forces fired back, the army said in a statement. The army said it was looking into the possibility that journalists were injured, potentially by Palestinian gunfire. Footage from the scene shows Palestinian terrorists firing shots. At one stage, a Palestinian says an Israeli soldier was hit by gunfire, but later Israel's foreign ministry clarified no soldiers were injured. Palestinian terrorists, firing indiscriminately, are likely to have hit Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, the foreign ministry said. Abu Akleh had been reporting for the Qatar-based Al Jazeera's Arabic language channel since 1997, covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.